Obie says he doesn't want to count his chickens before they're hatched, but the ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee would be in line to be chairman of that powerful financial committee if the Democrats pick up 15 seats this election.
Don't make any assumptions. My observation is if you assume something, God takes it away just to show his boss.
But he says if it were to happen, there are some things that the Democrats have set up as top priorities on their agenda if the voters were kind enough to give them a chance.
The first thing that would happen is we would pass some rules changes to try to restore a sense of fairness and civility on the House floor. Second thing we would do is pass a minimum wage increase without being tied to special interest stuff. And the third thing we would do is to repeal billions of dollars in new tax breaks that the oil and gas industry got. And then we would repeal the prohibition that was nailed into the law on that new prescription drug bill, which prohibits the federal government from even negotiating to lower drug prices for people on Medicare Part D, or Part Dumb, as they call it, on my side of the bridge.
Obie was first elected to the office in 1969. He is opposed by Republican Nick Reed and Mike Miles of the Green Party. In Superior, Melissa Berlaga, Wisconsin Public Radio.